This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, Vince Quinn here from CBS Sports Radio. I'm joined by FCF linebacker Jeremiah Spicer. And so, Jeremiah, for you to be in this situation now where you're down there, you said you were just doing two-a-days for practice. So what has all of that been like?
They just pretty much want to bring out the best in everybody and see who's real. You know, yeah. So that's pretty much what's going on right now. And
okay.
They got us in a bubble. They got us in a bubble. So, like, we're, like, isolated to the hotel. We can't really leave. We, you know, we got to wear these keychains. Yeah, we got these little keychains on where it basically tells how far you are from somebody that's not in your pod. And then if somebody does catch COVID, then they can know exactly who's by who and then get everybody quarantined or do whatever they got to do, whatever, you know, precautions they got to do. So, you know, pretty much we're just adapting to this way of life, this new way of life, you know?
Yeah. So how long have you been in the bubble for now?
I've been in here since the 15th.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been in there for like 2 weeks, something like that?
Well, I had to quarantine for 13 days. So, you know,
man.
Yeah. I got like 4 negative tests before I came out of my room.
Wow. So then for you to do all that kind of testing, like are the other guys, are they taking this really seriously then with protocols and all that stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. They're taking it very serious. You know, like I said, like I'm not the only person who had to do that. Like everybody had to do the stay in the room for 2 weeks, pretty much the coaches before we came and everybody that came to the hotel.
Okay. So here's one of the things I'm curious about, right? Because like with the league, they're going to be drafting you guys all the time, right? So
yeah.
When you got a draft going on, basically every week, if not actually every week, like what's the experience like in terms of practice? I mean, what plays are you learning? How does all that work?
If anybody ever played Madden, it's, you know, it's pretty much like that. It's different football than what you're used to. It's something new, like pretty much this is the future of football right here. It's just something that you got to see for yourself, man. Log into Twitch, check us out, man. And, you know, we are real deal. We all been in the NFL, CFL, XFL, you know, so everybody's all top of tier talent. So,
yeah. And we're talking with Jeremiah Spicer, who's a linebacker in fan controlled football. And by the way, like you've had workouts in the NFL, you've played the XFL. So to go from those leagues and 11-on-11 football and now playing 7-on-7, like how different is that as a linebacker?
Football is football to me. I just adjust as I go. Just like I did in arena football, I adjusted. This is the same thing, but pretty much like outdoors, though, because I get to drop back in coverage now. In arena football, you can't really drop back in coverage as a linebacker. So I think that's pretty cool. It's a couple of different rules than arena football. You know, we're not going to have walls like right directly on the side of us on the field. The wall's going to be out more, but they're going to have sidelines. So the sidelines are going to be out of bounds. You know
which
I mean?
Is good. So, would you like it that way? It's probably better without the boards and the wall there, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter to me. I'm playing anyway. But yeah, I like outdoor football, so I think that kind of simulates outdoor.
Okay.
You know, a little bit more. So I think that's brings that feeling in there. You know, they're going to have drones all over the field, you know, so the fans get close up action, get the, you know, they're going to be in a huddle with us. You know, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, no, the whole thing's crazy, man. And so how about this? Because the thing is, people are going to be drafting all the week. Like, I'm a fan of the league, and I'm going to be voting for plays on Twitch and all that stuff. So I'm going to be drafting teams. I'm going to be drafting you at some point, right? So, yeah. Here's what I'd love to do. For the people who haven't seen you play before, who are going to have the chance to draft you every single week, why are they drafting Jeremiah Spicer?
Because I'm the dude that gets everything done on the team, man. I'm the dude that never quits in four quarters. I'm the dude that, you know, gives my all. I'm the dude that puts his life on the line. You know, plus, I'm not just a football player. I do other stuff in the community. You know, if anybody actually follows me, I actually do a lot of different things with homeless people. I do motivational speaking, speak to kids. Spoke to over 25,000 kids already. I'm gonna be me regardless anyway, you know, so I'm an athlete, student athlete still.
Yeah. So what kind of courses are you taking?
Well, I'm a student to life. I'm just not gonna go.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
All right. So how about this? In your free time, then, what are you doing? Student of life. What are you up to?
Honestly, man, probably going to get in a cold tub. But, you know, we got everybody. Like, it's cool here, too, because I don't know how many TVs it is. It's a lot of TVs, man. We got Madden tournaments that's coming up, man. It's lit, man. Like,
so are you playing in that?
Yeah, I signed up for it.
So, nice.
Yeah, we got little production companies going through doing that, too. So it's pretty dope, man. We got this virtual reality thing called the Black Box where we work out. That it's like virtual reality workout, you know, it's pretty tight, man. We have virtual reality downstairs. We got these bands, we got these whoop bands, basically tells you basically how much sleep you get, and basically they basically pretty much watch you everything you do.
Wow. It's pretty serious. Yeah. You ever been in any program like this before with all this different stuff?
Nope. Never in my life. Only time I've been in something like this. But this is like when you first come in here, man, it's like you're on level 4 lockdown in prison, even though I've never been to prison. But you know, like you can't come out your room or nothing. Like, you can't, you know.
Yeah,
they bring you all your food, everything. Can't interact with anybody.
So what'd you do? You're in a hotel room for 13 days straight. What'd you do?
Worked out, played my Xbox, studied plays. And, you know, by the time I came out of my room, I already knew all the plays. I just pretty much used that time to study and learn and watch film and play my game and work out and do my, I use my bands. And, you know, that's pretty much it. And look out the window. that's what I do, that like every chance I get, like look out the window.
Yeah, that's what I've been up to. It's snowing like crazy where I'm at today. So I've just been watching people like push their cars in the snow. It's been a mess up here, man. But I figure it's not as bad in Atlanta. So I hope you guys are doing
It was snowing today.
It was.
Yeah, it wasn't snowing like that, but it was snowing while we was at practice. It was super cold today. It was like 30 some degrees while we were practicing.
Are the games outside or inside?
Indoors. We got indoor and outdoor facilities.
Nice.
So we practice indoors and outdoors.
And we're talking with Jeremiah Spicer, who's a linebacker in the Fan-Controlled Football League as they get their first season going. Yeah. And so one of the things that is so interesting is they got all these different shows that are set up around the league. Like you mentioned, they got all these drones and cameras and all this stuff. I mean, what is the setup down there? As you're walking around, is it like all these different studios and cameras all over the place?
Well, certain places you can't walk past. So, you know, we can't go by the production company stuff. You know, they let us know that. But we see everything, though. We can see everything.
And how about this? Where can people find you? They want to keep up with Jeremiah Spicer as the league's getting going. They want to, you know, hit you up after the game. Where do they find you?
You can find me on Twitter, KingStruck24. And you can find me on Instagram, StruckTheWorld33. Yeah, man. And I got the best defense coordinator, man, too. Coach Carter.
And why is that? What makes him so great?
I've been on him since 2016. I was actually supposed to play with him in the CFL 2016, but I ended up doing something, you know, signing with another league when I should have signed with him, and, you know, other league didn't go as planned, and, you know, timing thing didn't work out. So, boom, we meet again now. You know, now he's my defensive coordinator.
That's so cool. So wait, because now here's another question. That's the thing. There's so many questions with this league, the way it's going. You're not going to have the same defensive, like, is he the defensive coordinator for everybody? And then, like, when you're in a game, depending on who you get drafted for, you have a different defensive coordinator? Like, do you know how that works?
No, Coach Carter's a D coordinator.
Just for everybody?
Coach Carter basically drew up everything.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, he drew up everything. Like, he's a man. He drew up everything for everybody, for every team.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, he been to the NFL. He played in the NFL, played in the CFL. He was defensive coordinator for the Calgary Stampede and a couple NFL CFL teams. So, you know, he's been around, too. So that's how he knows all that stuff he knows.
Wow, and clearly you're excited to play for him. And Jeremiah, we're all excited to see you play, man. Like, this thing is going in less than 2 weeks. And so,
yeah, man, Ray Austin brought me out here. The commissioner brought me out here, you know, offered me opportunity, man. And, you know, I had to take it, you know. And I got a good linebacker coach, Coach Tippett. He loves me, you know. He motivates me every chance he gets. You know, he stays on my bumper. You know, tells me when I'm not doing so good. Tells me when I'm doing perfect. Just like Coach Carter. Coach Carter pretty much does the same thing. He's on my bumper all the time. And just like my linebacker coach, like, you know, when I do a good job, they're on my bumper again. Like, hell of a job. That's what I like about them so much. They actually interact with us, actually care about us, actually want to know how we're feeling, they're actually talking to us, see how our mind is, you know what I mean? So I think they're really here for us in our future. That's what I think, like, more than a lot of coaches that I've ever been around, ever. You know, because a lot of coaches, they're more about, all I care about is winning. They care about us as a person, you know what I mean? So that's what I like about this league. That's what I like about Ray Austin. You know, he actually cares about everybody. And then he actually pushes you to be yourself.
And that's great, because you guys should be able to be yourselves. Like, honestly, as a fan, that's what you want. Like, the number of times where I've sat through, because, like, being in the media, I got to watch all these press conferences, right? And it's just like, yeah, we're just on to the next week and we're trying real hard. No, it's boring as hell, to be honest with you. So able to come out, yeah, like, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff, too, you know, it goes back to Marshawn Lynch interviews, too. He couldn't be himself. Everybody want to switch your words up, and you know what I mean? So it's crazy, man. Like, so that's what I like about here. Like, this is you are what you are here. You know what I mean? So, and you are what you make it. So
we'll make the most of it, man. We're all rooting for you. It's going to be fun to see you play in just a couple of weeks here. And so best of luck to you, Jeremiah Spicer from Fan Controlled Football. Keep up with them, folks. Yeah, keep up with this league. It's going places.
And everybody got to get on Twitch too, man. Twitch is the next thing too, the next big thing, man. You know, it's not just video games. It's all type of stuff on there. So,
yeah, check it out. That's where it's going to be.
You can watch our practices, our live practices on certain days. If you keep updated, all our live practices will be on Twitch. So you can see that on there, too.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And I'm glad the league's doing it. Just put everything out. Let people see it. Let them get a feel for it. Let them get into it, man, because the league has so much potential. And that's why people are excited. It's a fun, exciting thing.
And I'm glad Ray Austin is doing it like that, too, because it actually gives the fans a chance to see a player and see what they're like when, you know, we didn't even know the cameras, like, a lot of us, like, we didn't know the cameras was just like watching us like that. You know what I mean? But it's really watching you for real. You just got to be yourself and, you know, make sure your heart's in the right place at all times.
So that's the thing. Just be yourself and have a good time out there. We're rooting for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.